We continue on with our Atchison Coaches Insight program here tonight. The basketball season is here. Phoenix boys coach in Pat Battle is joining us. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health, a fantastic 19-4 season a year ago that's earned a trip to the state tournament, a loss to Bishop Miege in the first round, but so much success last year, coach, again, getting out to the state tournament. How would you assess your team's performance in 2022 and 2023?
Well, I thought it was a fantastic year, obviously, as you said. I thought we really grew as a program on the overall, too. It was great for our community. Our community was very much behind us, and we really thank and appreciate everybody who got behind us during that that run. It was a great experience for the kids. It's something they still talk about, and it's certainly a motivating factor, especially for our upperclassmen who want to try to make another run.
Yeah, you bring back some good pieces from that 19-win team, three returning starters, six total letter winners as well. A lot of these kids, very good multi-sport athletes, coming off a very strong football season as well. You know, starting in the backcourt, guys like Trey Carter, Josiah Thompson, another name here, and Zamar Hernandez is another one that kind of jumps off the page. It seems like you got some good balance and some good depth in the backcourt.
Yeah, we do. We do. We've got a lot of veteran experience there, too, especially with I think you can also move Jeter Purdy into that guard group. He's kind of a utility guy, but we have a wide variety of guys who can perform the role of, quarterbacking the offense and at the same time being slashers and scorers. And, we got some guys who can shoot the ball too, like Jeter. So, we do have some pretty good balance there. I think that's where our strength is, especially here early in the season is our guard play will be good. And quite honestly, we have five guys who all could bring the ball down the court. So, and that's a huge advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. When you got multiple bodies that can certainly, play multiple positions and handle the basketball, obviously a strong suit. You know, guys in the paint, Eric Smith, fantastic year. Last season, Chase Richards, another kid with good length, Kale Williams as well, Yogi Purdy. Again, these are guys with experience and some good depth inside as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited about what we have returning. We had a really good summer. We got some pretty good growth there. You know, Eric Smith is one I think that will turn some heads. Eric had a really good summer, and he's also kind of developed into a perimeter inside player. So he's really expanded his game. Yogi's a really good rebounder. Has a knack for scoring around the basket and can step out and shoot it as well. So we've got a really good versatile bunch of athletes.
How would you assess this roster? You're entering your fourth year as the head coach with the Phoenix. You know, compared to years past, how do you like this roster and the assemble with it compared to maybe the last few seasons?
It's really hard to make that comparison because every year is so different. We will feel the losses of Jesse Greenlee, Rafe Bowen and Brendan Martin, guys who were a part of this program for a long time and were contributors. I think every year is unique and it's different. But I would say that this roster is a very strong roster as we have going in. We're a little nicked. Jace won't be back for a while. Yeah, he injured his knee in the summer, so we're hoping to get him back. But for the most part, it's a very strong roster and it's a group that's played together for a long time.
You guys got some challenging non-league games before diving into Meadowlark Conference play here in a couple weeks, and the season starts Friday at Rossville. How much do you know about them, and what's kind of the expectations for game number one?
Well, game number one is generally what it's most about is that everybody's going to make some mistakes early, and it's who's able to rebound from the mistakes the quickest is the team that usually comes out successful. They have a really good coach. He was a longtime assistant at Topeka West under Coach Bloomquist. And so they will be ready for us. We have to go there. We were very successful against them in the first game last year, and I'm expecting them to be a lot better. His son is the point guard, and he's a really nice, quick little shifty player. They'll give us plenty of challenges. So we do have a pretty good idea. We'll see what they do offensively and defensively. Last year was his first year. So sometimes some things can develop that are different than what you see on film. But I'm expecting a very competitive game on Friday.
Atchison, 19 wins a year ago, a number three ranking in the preseason poll in Class 4A. A lot of expectations for the Phoenix once again under head coach Pat Battle. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday against Rossville, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, sounds great. Thanks for your coverage. Appreciate it.